I'm a little embarrassed and very sad to say that all of my life I thought of my maternal grandfather as a mean old man. I had one experience with him when I was about 3 or 4 years old. He yelled at me, and it just terrified me, and I hid under the great big dining table that they had there, and I hated him. The rest of my life, I hated him. I didn't know anything else about him. I found out way into my adulthood that he yelled at me because he was grieving. His wife, my grandmother, had just died at that time, and he was actually a very loving man, but I caught him in that moment when he was just terrified of what his life would be, and he was grieving, and I happened to be the target. I found out so much later that the impression that I had of him was wrong, based on a flawed assumption. I'm also sad to say that many Christians and many Christian traditions will speak of God as wrathful and vengeful, almost a mean old man. Many people believe that God will only love us if we are good. And people who hold that belief live in fear of God, in fear always of making a mistake. How many of us, myself for many years included, have long avoided seeking God because we have been given and can't shake that impression of God as a mean old man? Now, certainly the Old Testament offers plenty of evidence to bear that image out. In the Old Testament, very often, God is portrayed as angry. He's often associated with earthquakes, volcanoes, flood, lightning, and thunder. In fact, in our psalm for tonight, it says, "His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees it and is afraid." But the revelation we have of God in Jesus Christ tells us that there is no mean old man up there. This is a God who comes to us not as a white-haired, angry old man, but as a baby born in Bethlehem. God is a God of love, not of rules. God is a God of grace, not of wrath. How do we know? Later, in Jesus, the incarnate God, we learn that this is a God who, in the story of the prodigal son, forgives before the son even asks for forgiveness, when the son simply turns back to his father. This is a God who, in human flesh, looked at the men who would crucify him and say, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they are doing." So God not only doesn't require us to do everything right to earn love, God even forgives the ones who hurt him. Does this sound like a wrathful, vengeful God? Does this sound like that mean old man we've heard about for so many years? For years, I thought I knew about God, so I never took the risk of finding out for myself. For years, I stayed away because I'm not crazy about thunder and lightning. Many of us, given that fearsome image of God, stayed away, and yet we keep showing up. Despite that false image passed on to us by so many people, we keep showing up. Why? The answer is Bethlehem. On this holy night, we gather and we remember that God comes to us not in lightning and thunder, in earthquakes and volcanoes, but as a helpless infant in a manger. God knows how many people have bought into this image of the mean old man. So perhaps God came to us as a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger to push back against that false image. Perhaps God came to us in that particular form to teach us to draw near. We keep coming back because we're drawn by the story we heard tonight. We keep coming back because of Bethlehem. Most of us have heard the name Bethlehem all of our lives. But what does the word itself actually mean? It comes from the Hebrew, and it means house of bread. Bethlehem, in a relatively fertile region, rare in that area of barren Palestine. In Bethlehem, despite all the rough terrain around it, people can be fed. In our own lives, we endure the desert, the dry places, the places which do not feed us. We try to fill ourselves with jobs, with family, with things, with accomplishments, and yet we still want something more, something other. We need that particular kind of bread, and nothing else suffices. We must come to Bethlehem, to the house of bread. God knows that we don't need one more person yelling at us. God knows we don't need one more place where we have to perform or measure up. God knows we don't need one more thing to do. All of those things have left us feeling empty anyway, and so we come here looking for something else. We come looking for Bethlehem. We need to be fed. We need in this vast and arid landscape a place that is safe, that is free of voices of anger and wrath, and so we come to Bethlehem. We come here because we have the sense that what we have longed for all our lives is here, not only in this season, but in all the seasons of human life. We keep showing up because something deep within us tells us we need the bread that is only offered by God. We keep showing up because we know that the only kind of nourishment that will fill us is here, in a place where we can finally stop fearing and start celebrating God's decision to come and live among us. Emmanuel. God is with us. Not as a mean old man, a God of anger and vengeance, a God of tenderness, of strength and weakness, a God who comes to us in a manger as a baby, a God who says, "You are hungry, come to the house of bread." A God who says, "I am with you, do not be afraid, draw near and be with me." A God who says, "Come be filled in the house of bread." A God who says, "Come, be with me